This month, we are going to be speaking on the simplicity that's in Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 3. And when we think about this word simplicity, it's a very beautiful word. It does not mean that things are simple. Heard a brother preach on that and said, it means it's simple, it's easy to understand. That's false. That's as false as all outdoors. It's not. He's talking about mental honesty. He's talking about how one has integrity, one that is going in a straight way, a single mind, if you will. When we think about this and we consider, why is Paul saying this to the church at Corinth? This is the second letter, possibly third letter, according to chapter 1. And they were questioning his apostleship. And he told them on one occasion in 1 Corinthians 9 that you are my work in the Lord. My apostleship, you are the seal of my apostleship. You wouldn't even be here if I didn't teach you the gospel in Acts chapter 18. But then I thought about this, and I thought about this great context and the simplicity that is in Christ. And we have to ask ourselves, why? Why is this the case? Nothing wrong with them babies. Yeah, leave them in here. Somebody's saying amen in here, right? Bring Jasper back out here. If you look at verse 2, because Paul gives this great example of how they have been betrothed to one husband, and that one husband is Christ, and he had this jealousy, the jealousy that a husband is supposed to have for his wife. But he says, I betrothed you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. The word present there is very important, because if we're going to truly be presented, it's going to require us being single in mind, focused. The word present there is the idea of proffer, or to present something for someone else to inspect before they receive it. You know, people give gifts all the time. Oh, thank you for the gift. I appreciate that. But this is different, because when they're presented, they're supposed to be presented in a way that they can be accepted to God. Just like the Israelites knew that they could not just offer anything unto God and God accept it. Even in the book of Malachi, he said, offer it to the governor and see if he'll take it. You can't just offer anything to God and think that he's going to accept it. And so here, this idea of proffer is the idea of looking at the gift, inspecting the gift, and then saying, okay, it meets my approval. I'll accept it. Now look at Ephesians chapter 5. In Ephesians chapter 5, in the context of the church of Christ, notice what he says here as it relates to the husband and how the husband is supposed to be loving his wife just as Christ loves the church, verse 25, and gave himself for her. Now notice that he might sanctify and cleanse her by the washing of the water by the word. It's the word of God that does that. But verse 27 is our point. That he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy without blemish. Paul says, as an apostle, this apostleship is to get you prepped and ready so we can offer you unto the Lord so he can inspect it. But then here you have Jesus, and he's looking at the church, and now he's inspecting it so he can present it to himself. That tells us as Christians, as members of the Lord's church, that we ought to be presenting ourselves before God every single day that he'll accept us. Present ourselves before Jesus so he can accept us. Now go to 1 Corinthians 15. Look at verse 23 and 24. The word of God is designed to help us. The apostleship is designed to help us to be presented to the Lord. And the church is to be presented to the Lord. And she got to get herself ready. But why? Verse 23 and 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, after those who are Christ at his coming, when he comes back, then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God. Here is Jesus delivering the kingdom to God, the Father. Then he puts all the rule and authority aside. Now, here's the point. Here you have this church, and it is presented to the Christ by way of the apostleship. Here, Christ, he has the church in his hand. He looks at it. He inspects it. He sees that it is holy. It is in line with God and his word. And now he presents it when he comes back to God. This is my gift to you. Hold on. We're the gift. We're the gift. Brother Royce, we're the gift. But Evelyn, we got to be worthy. We got to be holy. We got to be separate from the word, from the world. And so when I thought about this, the simplicity, what will it require for me to be part of the gift that's presented to God for inspection on that day? I need to be single in mind. I got to have my mind made up that I'm going to live for the Lord and only for him, not for myself. Amen. I got to do that. And no one can do it for me. So Paul, he got it right. When he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 10, for we all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give the answer of the things that we have done in this body, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, brethren, are you going to be part of the present? Are you going to be part of the gift? You're here. Praise God, you're here. Because now you have an opportunity to get yourself ready. And there are so many that press a dying pillar and they're not ready to be presented to God. Are you ready? If Jesus was to come today, are you ready? Are you ready? Have you properly prepared yourself? Have you had yourself cleansed through the washing of water by the word? Are you ready? Are you ready? We need to be ready. Maybe you're a child of God and you're not ready. This is your time to repent and make it right. Get ready. Maybe you're not a child of God. If you're outside of Christ, that means that sin is on you. And according to John 3 and verse number 36, you're separated from God. And we want to get that right. And for this reason, we understand that the wrath of God being upon you, we can get that wrath off of you. But how? Obey the gospel. That's why we're here. The church is here to teach the world that they can make themselves presentable before God. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins. And God will do something amazing in your life. He'll wash away all your sins. He'll add you to his son's church. And now live faithful unto death. And on that day, you'll be presented as the gift. As the gift to God. As we stand, as we sing the Savior's invitation.